This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Getting heavy up in here on the Warm Up Program.
I have Metallica coming in this morning.
What'd you play? You heard it on the radio or you played it yourself?
No, it came up on my iTunes shuffle. Suicide and Redemption, which is all instrumental.
Oh. I don't go for instrumental.
It was Metallica, though. I mean, they're kind of all about the instrumental.
Yeah, like even all these songs take forever to get to the vocals. Yeah.
And it's not that he can't sing either. I mean,
oh, he can sing.
Style. Yeah.
I did see James Hetfield, the lead singer, is getting a divorce after 2 decades of marriage.
Sorry to hear that.
Very sorry to hear that.
Jerry would tell you, 50-50 shot.
Yep. You got a
50-50. You suck. Get out.
One of them said to the other. I don't know who threw who out, but things are not going well.
So it wasn't mutual.
In the James Hetfield household.
So
we got the Yankees lost again, didn't score any runs for the second straight game. The Mets scored one run and got blown out 13-1, but we're going to throw that away.
Sure.
And they'll both get back at it tonight. Same time, same stations. Rays Yankees 7:05, Mets Braves 7:20.
Hopefully minus the rain delay tonight in Cumberland, Georgia.
Yes. Now, you mentioned also WOR used to be a superstation in some parts of the country.
Yes. A gentleman that follows me on Twitter who I've exchanged tweets with over the years. He said that they had a superstation in the 80s and the 90s, and that's how he became a Mets fan in the early 80s in Alaska.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that?
When one coast to the northwest coast of Alaska.
When I was on I went to Alaska on a cruise.
How was that?
It was good.
I
liked it.
Did something similar. Or no, my in-laws.
Yeah.
And I saw some of the pictures.
And then we got out and we're walking around in Alaska. And then we went for breakfast in town. Not the touristy part of town, like the locals part of town. And they had CBS Sports Network on. It was so weird. I felt like I was in the middle of nowhere.
I was just going to ask, as you're walking around like a not downtown, but in the inner part of, like, did it feel like, hey, I'm in a really remote area? Like I'm nowhere near.
Was it Kitchka?
That I don't know.
Ketchikan?
I don't know.
Seward?
Not sure.
If you dropped me there out of a plane or whatever.
Yeah, you know
you're in Alaska. Parachuted in. Yeah?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like the United States at all.
Well, it does, but it's, you know, there's lower clouds. There's just like, you have this idea that a moose might walk by you.
Okay. And now what month was this you were there?
In the summer, August.
The towns are like, you know, 3 blocks long and then there's just forest.
Yeah. And then another town appears.
Yeah, somewhere along the coast.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Were you in the area or there at the time of the year where it's light out like all the time? Isn't that a thing up there?
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't
even
remember.
Eddie would probably know more about that. Yeah,
you're not as far up, but yeah, it's light late.
Okay, but isn't there an area where it's light like
the land of the midnight sun? Yeah,
basically all like 24 hours.
Well, yeah, even in like when you get close to the solstice, I think they play a midnight baseball game in Anchorage.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like
being
in a place where it gets dark a lot for a part of the year and then it's all light. That's weird.
Okay.
All those weird, wild stuff. Kevin Durant shot down a report that suggested that he might quit/retire instead of playing with the Nets.
I hate you.
You know what? I shouldn't say this because of the business we're in, but I've had about enough of the Durant story.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mean enough already. Let's figure it out. I understand the season's still, you know, a couple months away, but like this is just painful at this point. People are just throwing darts now, grasping at straws, making stuff up. I don't buy that for a second.
The thing I don't like, and I've seen this happening in all of sports with all of the players, I don't care for this casual cursing now to like as quotes. I just don't care for it. It's like he said...
on Twitter, though, yeah.
I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Then he used the S word.
Yeah.
Is comical at this point.
The S word.
I just don't like... It's low class when people curse.
Is that
I
right?
I think. Yeah, I don't care for it.
I better watch myself around you.
No, I mean, like, for athletes that are talking to the media.
But he's not. He kind of is. This was a tweet, was it not?
I guess.
He's not meeting the media yesterday.
But it happened. Jerry and you and Jerry play cuts.
This is a tweet.
But you guys play cuts all the time after games. NFL.
All the time.
NBA. And guys just, like, curse.
It's here or there.
I don't like it.
I wouldn't say it's mainstream just yet.
It's getting there.
All right. This was a tweet.
And I don't care for it.
This was a tweet, and he did not do the, like, you know, asterisk
he
to
didn't.
Cover
he
up
wrote
one of the letters.
Up.
It's just straight up there.
No,
yeah,
no, we don't care. We have no class anymore. We just curse whenever we want. I just don't care for it.
Oh, Al.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reports from Giants camp, CeeLo, say the defense is so dominant over that terrible Giants offense.
Yeah, well, they chart all the statistics in practice.
That they've been, the defense is chirping. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Now,
chirp.
I wonder where
CeeLo.
That comes from.
Well, where the chirping comes from, where
well,
the
like
reports.
Who, yeah, I wonder who. Like,
well, the reporters hear it.
No, then they don't. They don't hear it. You know why? Because the locker room is closed usually during training camp. No,
they're chirping on the field.
Oh, on the field, okay.
And then the chirping continues in the locker room.
I got
and someone
it.
So asked they're... one of the Giants defenders, and they said something to the effect of, we're trying to light a spark under these
but
guys'
now,
butts.
Was that, see, I did not read the quotes of that story. Hopefully you did, not just the headline.
I know, I read it. I
so
definitely
was
read it.
What now, was this a situation where the defender, was it a named defender, or just was it one of these, one member of the Giants defense
I think it was a named
told the New York Post, or whoever.
It was the New York
Post.
Yeah,
of course it was.
I love the New York Post. Yes. I will find that.
You know,
CeeLo,
I knew that because
I do
that's where your Jeff Passan story came from.
Actually, my Jeff Passan story came from awful announcing, which came from
via
the Post.
The New York Post.
Yeah.
Got it.
I want to get this. I want to get this for you correctly.
That's all right. You don't have to give me the player. My point is, I was wondering if it was one of these. You know, heard from an unnamed player because they didn't want to, you know, put their name on it. Type deal.
Safety Julian Love.
Okay.
On the field, off the field, into the locker room. Yeah, we're going to be chirping a little bit, just hoping for a response.
So,
that's not good.
Oh, well, I mean, you know what? I respect the fact that, A, he put his name on it.
Yeah,
and
put
B,
your name on
and
it.
And B, it sounds like they're not, you know, they're not trying to be, like, disrespectful or belittle the offense. They're trying to stir up some competition.
Yeah, but.
I'm good with that.
You reading into that quote? In other words, like.
Yeah, the offense stinks right
looks
now.
Dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen. I would say. In these training camp practices, usually the defense is ahead of the offense. That's generally the way it works, especially a lot of these practices where they're not using pads. So it's a little bit of a different situation. Plus for the Giants, I mean, I get it. They have new coordinators on both sides of the ball. It's a new offense and a new defense. But I feel like defensively it's a little easier. You know, Wink Martindale's a veteran defensive coordinator. Whereas Daniel Jones is now learning, what is this, his third offense in 4 years? Sometimes that stuff can take a little bit longer. Plus, they've got a couple, you know, Sterling Shepard's still out. Kadarius Toney's been in and out. So, I mean, listen, I'm not making excuses. It's just, it doesn't surprise me. Like, if you asked me, hey, which unit at Giants practice had the upper hand? I mean, we all, of course, would answer defense.
Yes.
And by the way, that's for the most part has been the case at Jet Camp as well, even before Zach Wilson got hurt. Most days, the defense was winning and dominating. So.
I wonder what goes on at, like, Chiefs camp.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, maybe they're
all I know is Mahomes played a couple series over the weekend and was like 6 out of 7 for 80 yards and a touchdown. So he seems like he's ready to go.
You ever put an NFL helmet on?
I might have at one point.
Yeah. When you put a helmet on,
yeah,
and then you realize, you think, how are guys even seeing the ball in their peripheral
vision? Or running
vision?
As fast as they are?
Yeah, and having to catch
a ball. There's a weight to it.
There is a weight to it, yeah. And we don't even have shoulder pads right. on yet. I don't know how. It's weird. Like, when you're playing around catching a football in your shorts and T-shirt with nothing else, like, mm-hmm. That is a whole different thing.
Well, that's why the coaches always say that. You know, they get all excited about a receiver or a running back or something. You know, like, well, yeah, it looks good in shorts and a T-shirt. Let's just wait and see.
Put that helmet on.
Yeah. Well, they wear the helmets, but yeah. But I'm saying, like, mini camp and OTAs is just the helmet. They're literally out there in shorts and, like, a shell of a jersey. There's no pads or anything like
that. Yeah, like, I keep seeing footage. CBS Sports Network during the show always has footage whenever Lamar Jackson's name comes up of him in the helmet only, and then all, you know, everything else is like a tank top or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wonder how long that takes getting used to.
I mean, the helmet, these guys have done that. Yeah, once you get to the NFL, you've been doing for a while. Yeah. I imagine you're pretty comfortable with it.
I would love to see a guy after the game go, yeah, I love the helmet. I couldn't see the ball.
It happens.
But you can't sometimes. Use that as an excuse.
Well, I lost it in the lights.
Well, the helmet really threw me off. Well, let's take a break, Steve-O. Right. Let me see what I have. I still have that golf thing for you.
I can't wait to hear you break down the golf situation.
I have the Jeff Passan story. I have a Are You Interested segment where I say, are you interested? And then I throw something
at topic.
You.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's do that.
It's like a spinoff of Cool Games.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Which is coming back in
very
the fall.
Soon. Yeah.
The people demand it.
Post Labor Day.
Post Labor Day. And then Jerry and Salicata at 6:00.